And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. We all heard the warnings that coronavirus case counts and hospitalizations would spike in the fall. As State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports, that has started happening. Hospitalizations are at record highs. State officials haven't announced policy changes to respond.
Oklahoma's coronavirus hospitalizations have been trending up for weeks and just crossed yet another milestone. As of Monday evening, for the first time, the number of people hospitalized for the virus surpassed 800 in Oklahoma, and the share of those hospitalizations in the intensive care unit surpassed 300, also for the first time. The state government allowed its federally funded surge contracts with hospitals to lapse, stating that funding would expire at year's end and that hospitals needed to be weaned off the funding before then. State officials have announced no new control measures, and in the past have said that halting elective surgeries would be the only relief valve. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
The Oklahoma State Medical Association is again calling on the governor to implement a statewide mask mandate, which has also been recommended by the Trump administration. STIT has steadfastly refused. And Tulsa Public School students in middle, junior high, and high school will go back for in-person learning starting January 4th. The TPS board on Monday night voted down a proposal to send them back on November 30th. Deputy Superintendent Paula Shannon says secondary schools are getting guidance to help limit student interaction, like scheduling long enough gaps so 1,000 kids don't end up in the hallway all at once. But older kids can't be constrained to limited groups the way elementary students will be.
In the keeping kids in the same group, the way a secondary schedule works, like, that's not possible.
TPS will require masks that meet CDC guidelines. Chief Learning Officer Devin Fletcher.
We've set clear expectations as a district around the use and wearage of masks and the criteria of when masks are required. And if, you know, for some reason you are not following protocols, it will be handled as a disciplinary issue.
The district is working to set up a voluntary weekly testing program. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.